Throughout the Old Testament, we see prophets reminding the people of Israel that they are the people of the covenant. They call people to radical conversion. This call reaches us all today. Through our baptism and confirmation, we are called to become prophets, passing on the word of God. We are called to evangelize, to bring the Lord to others. Saint Paul insists on this point. He tells us that we must be attached to the Lord without division. Elsewhere, he reminds us that time is limited. So this message is an answer to very concrete questions that Christians of his time were asking themselves. He points out that the most important thing is not to forget God's business. Although we are busy with our everyday life, he reminds us we should put God at the center of our lives. This is a priority for every Christian. This call applies to us today. We all need to be converted to the one who gives meaning to our lives. And our mission is to be faithful witnesses of Jesus Christ by what we say, by what we do, by the way we show to others the good example, by the way we live out the gospel that Jesus gives us. The gospel reveals that Jesus is the prophet foretold by Moses. He is a powerful prophet in a word and a deed. His teaching is new. When we read the evangelist Saint Mark, he tells us that he taught as a man with authority, which means he does not simply repeat what he has studied. He speaks with the authority of God. The mission of today's church is to proclaim this word of God in a world bound by hatred, bound by violence, selfishness, injustice, all kind things that keep people from following Christ in his footsteps. This is more necessary than ever today. This world needs to hear a word that restores hope. We are all sent to cry out the good news in a season and out of season. This good news is for us all. Jesus came to free us from the evil spirit, and he never ceases to bring us the freedom of God's children. So the healing of this possessed man shows us that the hour of our liberation has arrived with Jesus Christ. This man of whom the gospel speaks is the whole of humanity. What Jesus began in Capernaum, he will continue throughout his ministry in Jerusalem, in Palestine, in our world. The key is to rely on him, to give him room in our lives. He heals us, and he continues to do so throughout the centuries, through his church. He is the one who speaks when the church reads the Holy Scriptures, and he gives life when we baptize. He is still at work in today's world. If we want to be the messengers of the good news, our whole life must be imbued with the love that is in God. We can only speak of what we live with Jesus. To do this, we begin by nourishing ourselves with the Word of God, we should allow ourselves to be transformed by that Word of God. It is important for our lives to be in tune with the Word we have to proclaim from God. In the synagogue of Ord, the same Jesus joins the communities gathered in his name in churches all over the world. He comes with us, among us, to listen to us and to answer our concerns if we offer them to him. So he lets us hear his word. He comes to free us from all that hinders us from following him. Let us open ourselves to this word that heals by itself. With him, our actions and our whole life will become conformed to this word. And by welcoming Christ, by welcoming the one who liberates us, we will be able to sing more powerfully, "Your word, Lord, is the truth, and your law, deliverance." Let us ask the guidance of the Holy Spirit so that the word we hear at the church, whenever we gather together as a community of faith, that it may transform our lives.